This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want to encourage us to bless the Lord at all times, despite how a situation might seem. And sometimes we may be going through a season, but in hindsight, it is revealed that God was really working on our behalf all along. And this reminded me of Hannah's story. Hannah was one of two wives to Elkanah, and Elkanah's other wife, Peninnah, had children for him, but Hannah was barren and was often teased by this other wife for not being able to bear a child. And one day, while at the tabernacle, Hannah was crying profusely to the Lord to answer her prayer for a child. In fact, the scriptures say she was pouring her heart out to the Lord. And when I read that verse, I reflected on my own story, because sometimes I have been literally sobbing before the Lord, or maybe I've even felt forsaken by Him because, like Hannah, I had been praying for something for a long time and it hadn't happened yet. And in hindsight, we see that while Hannah is praying to God, He was setting things in motion for Hannah to not only have one child, but seven children. And He would go on to take care of Peninnah, that wife who taunted her as well. So today, let's take our unanswered prayer and visualize ourselves putting that prayer into the hands of God. But this time, having the foresight to know that while we're putting it in the palm of His hands, He's working things out. And as we do that, let us release any feelings of despair and forsakenness and cling to these words. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my mouth. Psalm 34:1. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, bless Him at all times.